Well, Coach Evan Moe, as you start to look ahead on the teams that are there and the capabilities for the Huskies, how do you feel about team competition on Friday?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of teams this year that are all really solid. We don't really have that team that's only been like a low 40 this year. A lot of them have thrown a 44 to 45. You know, Stillwater qualified up at a 48 and a half or so. So there's just a lot of great teams this year. It's going to be a really close meet.
What are keys then to get where you want to be?
Yeah, any high school gymnastics meets can be won on the beam for sure. If you go out, you stick five beam routines, you're going to set yourself apart almost in any meet that you go to.
Is your rotation the way you'd like it, or how do you deal with it for what you have to do?
Yeah, so we start on beam, and I kind of tell the girls whenever we go to an event and we get that first dibs at the event, we kind of can set the standard, right? So we have some really hard beam routines. We haven't been great at sticking them this year, but if we go out and we stick five routines, our routines are going to look so much more impressive compared to other teams that maybe played a little safer but are a little bit more consistent on them. And that'll actually give us a good bit of an advantage, because those judges are sitting there going, well, you know, that routine's not as good as that Owatonna kids, and then, you know, they do, and they sit in their heads and they're like, oh, I can't overscore this routine. So it's a huge advantage to just go out there and set that standard.
So that's the first event you have, beam. When it comes to Owatonna's strongest event, where you really need to have those good scores, you feel, which one would that be?
I think floor is by far and away our strong suits. You know, we're half a tenth away from setting a state record on floor this year at conference. 38.6 is the best score that has ever been thrown in the state.
Wow.
Did not realize that until a few days ago when I was looking back at the records. But, yeah, so, I mean, we can set ourselves apart on that event for sure.
I know some people may have already penciled Owatonna in as finishing third, because that's what the Huskies have done, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
But what can you say for goals? Do you think about places or things like that when you head into a meet beforehand?
You know, in the past, I always have. I've always thought we were favored to be up on that podium. This year, you know, with these kids, the message is we were one of the lower qualifying scores. I believe we were maybe seventh or eighth, one of those two. Not our best meet by far, but we're still ranked fifth in the state going into the meet. And then, you know, we have the ability to go and throw a big 47 or a low 48. And, you know, these other teams that I'm seeing throw these big scores were their perfect meets. They took no falls. Their scores were great, of course, because of that. But if we go out there and do the same thing, it'll be pretty hard to knock us off. So, you know, it's just going out, though, and getting an experience. We only have two upperclassmen in this entire group. So it's, you know, hopefully a dress rehearsal for years to come.
Is there anything about the demeanor, the maturity, even if they're young, the demeanor of this team that bodes well?
Yeah, they're a very strong team. You know, we don't have that 38 gymnasts that we've had for the past 5 years, like Lindsey Bangs, which we are absolutely blessed to have, but our score isn't set on having one good routine. You know, it is all five of these kids can throw, you know, high nines, mid-nine routines on every event.
And maybe at this point, do you want to make a mention of the girls that are qualified individually to then turn around and come back on Saturday and a comment or two about their prospects for Saturday's individual?
Yeah, absolutely. So we got Caitlin Coben on beam. She took second place last year. Definitely has a good shot at getting back up on that podium. Emma Johnson is in the all-around. Watch out on floor. We have a very strong possibility of having the first state champion on a event in 35 years, I think it's been. Vault Josie, if she goes out and smokes her routine, could easily land on the podium. And then Avery Roush, also, she's been a top four scorer this year in the state. So if she goes out and has a great routine, she could absolutely be on that podium as well.
All right. Thank you, Evan.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.